This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's all about Ian. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. Here I am, hunkered down with my family, and we're away from what we hope is going to be the worst of Ian as some of the models change and there are tornadoes that are being spawned as a result of Ian. Initially, it was expected to hit Tampa Bay head on, which would have been disastrous. Now it went further south in entering the U.S. and, of course, causing problems for people in Fort Myers and Port Charlotte, a wonderful area where I used to go to cover Texas Rangers baseball. They did their spring training there, and just a small, great little town where people went, where they was affordable, where they could go and retire and fish and could still live on the water. So that's a horrible, horrible thing. But here's the latest, and it, like I said, it is scary. I have to admit, as I've been through some natural disasters in my time and living in different places in the United States, and I know many of you listening have been through tornadoes and mudslides and fires and all of that, but I think the idea that you just, the good thing is that you have time to prepare. The bad thing is you still don't know where it's going to turn, and now, of course, there is the phenomenon of the tornadoes that can also spin out. But please know, as many of you have sent me your thoughts through the mailbag, and we'll go to the mailbag in this hour, that I feel like we did the right thing by evacuating, although many of my neighbors did not, because it was an evacuation zone that was not mandatory. All right, so here's what we know. Here's the things that are happening. It's starting to deliver some catastrophic conditions in Florida, meaning lots of water, lots of, you know, flooding. You have the Charlotte County Emergency Management Director saying he hopes that people got out and heeded the warnings and evacuated because you cannot outrun the water, and that's the thing. And some people, I get it. You think, where am I going? I feel safer that I can be here with my family and my property, you know, so that's what people do. But I think a lot of people did evacuate. I mean, it strengthened into a Cat 4 storm, and it's almost hitting 157 miles an hour in some places. So the winds that can be 40 miles an hour, they can be 100 miles an hour, it can be gusts of winds, as was explained to me, or worse than that. So here's some other things we know. Pinellas County, which is on that coastline too, where my family, Tampa and St. Pete and all those areas, Treasure Island, places that many of you have been. About 4,000 people are in shelters at this point, and that's people who were under mandatory evacuation orders ahead of the hurricane. And, you know, like I said, some people that are not directly in the path decided to go too. So mandatory, not mandatory, that's how many they have reported right now. And the reason the shelters are set up, of course, is because you've got generators, food, things in place to help people instead of being trapped in their homes. And I have to say, there really was a lot of preparation in a lot of areas into setting up those shelters, which some of them were at schools. That's why kids were let go on, didn't go to school on Monday or left school early on Monday in anticipation of Ian and what it's turned out to, you know, what it's turned out to be. And it's really a crazy thing. You look at Cuba and all of Cuba, no power. They're working on restoring power and had severe flooding, especially on the western side of that island. And there's video and there's some photos that have come out of there, so you can really get a sense of what's that like. And I think as it moves forward, some of the big concern is what we saw, if you remember, with Harvey, and many of you listening in Texas, what it did to Houston, how it circled around slowly. So it wasn't a hit and run, so to speak, which is bad enough, but it was something that slowly churned and created more problems for people because it was dumping more and more water. So in many areas, while wind is of course the concern with trees and the debris and what could become projectiles, if do neighbors have everything lashed in place, or does it just come loose where somebody thinks that it is tight enough and it's not. There's furniture, I think I said this the other day on the show, I had no idea that the hose would be like a weapon, but of course it would. It's light, and if you have any kind of strong wind, it could be pulled up. So I did that. I took everything out of the yard that I could think of, everything that wasn't tied down was put away because I knew it could turn into a projectile, and I said I had a neighbor walk me through it, and the hose advice was a good one, that this thing will fly up and you can't have a loose hose. So dangerous storm surge, high winds, tornadoes, I mean, that's what, you know, we're looking at. Port Charlotte and Sarasota, just Fort Myers areas that they didn't really think were going to get hit by this. And the strengthening into a 5, that's the other part of this. It's just a few mile an hour winds that make a difference there. And of course there's going to be damage. Of course there's going to be impacts. It's just a question of where specifically when this is all cleared that is. So it's going to move north. It's going to have storm force winds. It could reach Georgia on the coastline and South Carolina. That's what it's looking like. And there have even been storm watches that have been issued for Savannah and near Charleston, too. It might not be what we've seen enter into Florida, where we're talking about storm surge that could be up to 16 feet, or Fort Myers, where I have friends who text me and let me know they had a storm shelter that they were in because of how bad it was and how scary and what was being predicted and the water that they're seeing. So it's just a question of where and a question of timing and when. I mean, even flooding from torrential rains inland. So the people thinking you're safe going inland, but you're not safe from that water. And the totals, Venice to Sarasota, you know, I mean, it could, even when it's all said and done, because remember, this is going to drag out for more than one day. It could even, I saw today something and had talked to somebody, a weather forecaster, that the scary thing to him and the years that he's done this is it could be up to 20 inches. So now you think about your height, you think about how high and what that means, and I know what people do, and I understand the instinct when you have 2 levels or 3 levels just to go up a level, but that doesn't help you with the house gets loose and it's pulled off its foundation. We saw that for what happened in Kentucky, and we've seen this in so many other circumstances where homes are torn and ripped apart, and so going on another floor doesn't help anything. We saw that even in Sandy where people got trapped in some scenarios. So tornadoes are possible over the next 3 days. And again, this is heading north through Florida all the way through Friday. So there's been at least 3 that were reported in South Florida and counting, and hopefully that does not become the pattern in this thing. All right, odds and ends coming up next.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume green Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Damage control at GM and the U.S. Embassy telling Americans just get out of Russia. Once again, Kate Delaney, I am hunkered down trying to avoid Ian. Who knows? Thanks for all your concern. We'll go to the mailbag in our next segment, and I appreciate all your thoughts and concerns. But first, let's veer off Ian for a second. Any break in conversation for me on that can be good, although I'm trying to give everyone as many updates as possible. So here's the scenario with the U.S. Embassy. Why are they warning Americans? For some obvious reasons to leave Russia, but this is a serious alert, so it's not let's have conversation and suggest it. Overnight, they're saying, listen, leave immediately while there's options for departing the country. And this comes in the wake of President Vladimir Putin's order for partial mobilization of the Russian men to fight the war in the Ukraine. We've seen what's happened there and what a disaster that has been, and how many who were formerly in the military don't want to serve, and so they're trying to avoid doing that. But we're seeing what's happening, the reaction to that. So the embassy has consistently, though, warned people not to travel to Russia and to leave the country immediately if they are. Now it's very serious, saying avoid all political or social protests because that's starting to happen. Don't photograph security people at the events because then people, of course, are doing that and sending that and tweeting it out and everything else. And saying that the right to peaceful assembly and freedom of expression is not guaranteed in Russia. It is a communist country. So if you're filming that, if you're sending that back, you can only imagine with Putin and his control what that would mean for any Americans in that situation. So, and part of the reason for the serious alert is that Russians have arrested U.S. citizens who have been in these demonstrations, and there have been some because the embassy has been contacted to help and do something about it. So they can only do so much to help U.S. citizens, and the conditions are not good, and that includes transportation options and everything else. It's very, very limited. So that's why they're saying at this point, get out out, get out, get out. All right, speaking of Russia, let's skip there for a second. And this Nord pipeline, we've talked about this before. European countries just the other day are racing to try to investigate these unexplained leaks in two Russian gas pipelines that are under the Baltic Sea near Sweden and Denmark. That's the critical infrastructure at the heart of the energy crisis since Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Several European officials are saying, look, this could be sabotage. It could likely be sabotage, but, you know, they don't know that, but they're not ruling it out. According to pipeline operator Nord Stream AG, it's not currently possible to estimate a time frame for restoring the gas transport infrastructure. So I read that directly because it makes you wonder. You think of Putin, you think of what's possible in these series of leaks. But the pipeline was still pumping gas to Europe at the time the leaks were found. But it means that Europe has to, I guess, think that they'll get gas via Nord Stream 1 before winter, but they can't count on what's going to happen along the rest of the way, or leading up, I think, to some of that. Ultimately, Russia would lose money, but we know that it's, I don't think it's about money. I think it's about threats. I think it's about threatening that we'll just take this away. And explosions in an area close to Nord Stream pipelines were detected by seismologists on Monday. It's unclear if they were connected to the pipelines, and the leak affects the environment locally, so only the area where the gas plume in the water column is located would be affected. Adding that, of course, when you look at that, if you've got the methane that escapes, it would have an impact on whatever's in that area. So what they're doing in Denmark, they're trying to prepare for the power and gas sector to be raised after the leaks, and it requires heightened safety procedures for power installations and facilities and all of that. So breaches of gas pipelines don't happen a lot, but they have to monitor the situation and try to figure out in that investigation as to what happened there. And I mean, let's face it, we know the threats that have been leveled with this pipeline, and we know especially what that means to Europe and how they need it. So was the Nord Stream pipelines, were they attacked? Certainly we talked about this over the summer, that could happen, that could be something that was likely a scenario that wasn't ridiculous to think about, because this is a way to threaten. This is the way to control. Not shocking to me that's ultimately, if they can uncover that's what they will uncover. All right, this is not crazy, because this is something that we're seeing happening more and more since the pandemic. General Motors is doing sort of a controlled damage thing around its return to office plans, because Friday afternoon there was a message that was sent last Friday to employees, and there was confusion, there's backlash. The company's senior leadership team said on Friday that corporate workers would be required to return to physical locations at least 3 days a week beginning later this year. And okay, we're already into the fall. Then there was a second message that walked back the timing and then clarified the policy. So the plan, according to the CEO, Mary Barra, this is what she said directly and still is, to collaboratively, that's the words that she used, design the solution that best balances the needs of the enterprise with the needs of each of you. That's the memo, the follow-up memo, that they have a highly collaborative culture over the past couple of years, and that's what she mentioned too, and that there's intangible benefits of in-person collaboration, and it's critical, it's going to be critical as a success factor moving forward in a period of rapid launches, and that the evolution is being ready for the next phase of transformation. The interesting thing is lots of companies are dealing with this, and then you think of the auto industry, and no joke how important that is, especially with launches of new products, looking at EV, electric vehicles, and what does that mean. And there is something to that when you talk about office collaboration, but there's plenty of people that do not want to go back into an office. I mean, I can honestly say that I I would say the people I know, whether they're engineers, whether they're accountants, and I'm doing this off the top of my head, whatever industry they're in, unless it's something that requires something physically that they have to do. You know, they're working, they're in construction, they're working in those kinds of areas, they're designers or whatever it is. A lot of them have not gone back, or if they have, it's just occasionally in the office. Of my super close friends, you know, you have a group of people that you've known for a while, I would say only one. There's only one, and it's only twice a week. So you just got to think about that. And other people see it, and they want to stay remote. And I think there are people that want to go back, but we're talking about senior level management people. We're talking about people involved in this launch, not people on the assembly line who, of course, have to be there, have to go back. So it's interesting to see their reaction, right, as being in the other side of the auto industry and watching the blowback and having to walk things back because they didn't like the reaction to that and saying that, hey, we'll collaborate together. That's what we're going to do. It's like a whole new frontier, isn't it? And, you know, we keep talking about electric cars, electric SUVs, and would it be cheaper and better and that kind of thing. But it's interesting because in England, at the EV charge points, they're now as expensive as gasoline. At least some of this research is showing that. So the UK wants to stop the sale of new diesel and gasoline cars and vans by 2030. Pretty ambitious. And they're saying by 2035, all new cars and vans would have to have zero tailpipe emissions. So think about that for a second. Now they've got more of these EVs that will be on the roads in the next couple of years, obviously, but there's concern that the increasing cost of charging an EV is going to incentivize the hurry up and let's get in line with consumers. Because when you have that, what they have is, to use these rapid chargers, they have a tariff, a tax, if you will, that has gone up 42% since May, price of electricity. And then that throws out the argument that it's cheaper, better, that kind of thing. The soaring costs of wholesale gas and electricity. And the ultra rapid chargers are going to jump, of course, are going to jump even more when people have to charge. So they're definitely talking about that in England. And then it makes you wonder about, what about in the U.S., and what are we going to see with chargers? All right, it's your turn. Coming up next, we're going to go to the mailbag. Hang through.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Republican J.R. Majewski has centered his campaign for a competitive Ohio congressional seat around his biography as an Air Force veteran. But one of the big questions that has surfaced is why he was told he could not reenlist in the Air Force after his initial 4 years were up. Majewski's campaign said last week that he was punished and demoted after getting in a brawl in an Air Force dormitory in 2001. However, his military records paint a different picture. They indicate Majewski's punishment and demotion were the result of him being stopped for drunk driving on an Air Force base in Japan in September of 2001. The three women who want to be Oregon's next governor clashed Tuesday over gun control, abortions, and other hot-button issues at an in-person debate just 6 weeks before Election Day. Democratic nominee and former Oregon House Speaker Tina Kotek set the tone earlier Tuesday by tweeting a video saying that an election victory by either candidate, Christine Drazin, the Republican, or unaffiliated candidate Betsy Johnson, would usher in a right-wing Oregon. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mark? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Oh, yeah. And once again, the mailbag is full, and I thank you for all, including Todd, Jake, Jerry, and so many others who sent me emails worried about my personal safety. I have to tell you, it is quite scary. I mean, it really is. I've been through some big storms and all kinds of weather, and I've lived all over this great country. But this is the fifth biggest storm to hit the country of all time. It's going to be one of those costly storms, but it's about lives and lives being saved. And when it came ashore, and we're talking about Port Charlotte, and I mentioned that before, and really Naples, watching to see the water pour over seawalls and to see cars that were just floating, they looked like bumper cars, was quite scary. So many of you in your emails expressing those thoughts. Again, thank you very much. So I got this one from Allison, who asked about what is it like to be in the middle of this situation. She says, hey, Kate, thinking about you just like I'm sure so many others, and wondering what it's like to have to try to plan and make plans for a family with a hurricane and not really knowing what the course it'll take. So thanks for that. And yes, that's, again, one of the, I think, toughest parts of this is trying to figure out what is the right thing to do. Where should you go? I live right there in that Gulf Coast area that was supposed to really take a direct hit. That didn't happen. We left, made the decision to evacuate. I've talked about that. Went further inland, and of course there's a chance where I am that there's going to be some problems inland because it's making some turns before it goes up towards Savannah and goes towards Charlotte and sort of dissipates, Charleston a little bit more. But right now, we're in the middle of this thing in Florida, and I have to tell you, I took the dog Guinness out for a walk just a short while ago, and the winds were so powerful. Of course, my hat went flying off, and winds then, when I took the walk, was 40 miles an hour. And I watched his ears blow back, and it was, let's put it this way, we usually take 3 mile walks, we took barely around the block walks. That's what happened. That's the latest walk, barely a block. So making landfall along the southwestern coast of Florida near Cayo Costa as that Cat 4 strong hurricane. And thank you for asking me that question. We did what we thought was right. We tried to get out of the path, but the path is kind of all over the place. And, of course, I'll keep everybody posted on that. Let's go to this next one. This one is from Joey, and Joey says, Kate, I think everybody's really talking about the weather pattern and what's happening in Florida. I used to live in Florida. I loved it. I've lived, like you, in many, many places in this great country, greatest country, as you say, on the face of the earth. It's really hard to watch people go through these kinds of things. Do you think Florida is prepared as far as what happens afterwards? Oh, absolutely. If you're watching anything, if you're paying attention, you're listening to shows earlier in the day on the station that I'm on right now that you're listening to, the one thing I would say is, and that's part of the tough part, first you get the hit, you get the tropical storm or the brunt of the hurricane, and you see these catastrophic winds, and then in some places like Naples, Florida, and Charlotte, and Punta Gorda, you see the storm surge, which is so, so frightening, and then you see the power outages. Well, then the work begins. And of course, Governor DeSantis thanked the Biden administration for also working with his administration, and you see the power trucks everywhere. They are ready to roll, but they can't roll in the middle of the storm. So the first thing that has to happen is the storm goes through, and then the work, the rest of the work begins, and that's massive cleanup and rebuilding in areas and checking to make sure people are alive, because there may be people who try to ride out the storm and nobody's knows where their whereabouts are. They didn't, you know, they rode out the storm and nobody knew. But power is failing. And there's nothing really other than generators and that kind of thing that can be done. But strictly power, you're going to have that happen. They knew that, and that's why they had such great plans for once that happens, then come in and then start to work on it. And they're already working on those outages in I guarantee, in Sarasota County. And I did a thing in Lee County, and a couple of years ago I did a workshop. Great people there, a lot of great businesses, great business owners, and they're just dealing with what you have to deal with. I mean, this is what happens. So right away you had 35,000 people without power right to start the morning off in some of those areas, and then it just got worse and worse and worse and worse, you know, during the day. And This is what you do. You get prepared for it. The National Guard's prepared. People try to prepare. Lots of people try to prepare in counties ahead of time with sandbags and all that kind of stuff. But until the severity of it gets by, you're not sending anybody in because there's nothing they can do. They're just ready, waiting, and they're going to fly in. I mean, they're going to fly, like you wouldn't believe, in these massive amount of trucks and do what has to be done. But some of that has to pass in some of those areas, even if a little bit of the work has already begun. How about this one? We're going to go to something different. Let's go to Sam I Am. We love Sam I Am. I think he's been, Sam, I think you've been around. Shout out to you since I started doing this show, which is many, 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 many years ago. All right, and Sam says, Kate, I am watching what's going on in Russia, and these poor soldiers that are being forced to have to go back in again. And I love the fact that people are protesting. I love the fact that you talked about it. I love the fact that a lot of the soldiers don't want to be involved. And I guess, in a sense, they're risking their lives to get out of the situation they know is a bogus war and isn't even really a war with Ukraine, who should remain independent and should have been invaded in the first place. Well, here, I agree with that 100%. It is really, really telling when you see that happening. And it's, I say this all the time. So often, I think some of us take our freedoms for granted, living in a communist country with, let's face it, an authoritarian ruler. That's what he is, a dictator, whatever you want to call Putin. What Putin says is really what happens. And you get state-run media, so therefore very little gets through. And now people are finding out what that's like in Russia, and I think that's the impact of that. That's what the big, you know, that's what the big difference is there. So thanks for that, and it's good for Ukraine, because that's, you know, that if they're real willing to tell the soldiers, hey, it's okay, you don't want to do this, just come in, tell us, and we'll do something. We'll figure out something for you. We'll figure out a way to get you out of that situation, basically. And wouldn't it be great to see this whole thing wrap up? But I know that when you look at the Russian men fleeing mobilization and leaving everything behind, it just shows you the pain. And then you look at President Zelensky, who's so resilient and is doing everything he can for his country. And you wonder where the end of this whole thing comes. Well, you know, Putin's recruits would be headed toward a slaughter. Let's face it, it's a chaotic mobilization. I mean, it's a weak dictatorship. That's what it's showing. And his country is paying the price for it. And his people are paying the price for it. No doubt about that. All right, let's do another one. Let's take this one from Howie. Kate, I haven't emailed the show in a while, but trust me, I'm listening anytime I can. Please take care of you and your family. I'm heartsick that you're there in Florida, and I know you loved Texas, too, and you made the decision to go, which I think was great, to be near family and friends and that kind of thing. But, oh, wow, the timing of all of that. So I don't want to talk about that. I just wanted to let you know I'm thinking about you. But I also wonder what you think is going to happen with the markets now. We're all in, I guess, on this bear market, because the whole recession thing is still flying around. It still is in the air, as they say. And we've seen that we are absolutely, I think, in it. We've had some too many slumps, and we saw it at the start of the week, that banks and healthcare companies and retailers and whatnot were looking at some bright spots, maybe, but the fact is that overall the market's been very, very down. And we also see what's happening in other countries, and we know that, as you say, negative news affects the markets. Yeah, the Dow Jones, it's funny you say the thing about bear market. The Dow Jones, and I think this is really what you were thinking about, the Dow Jones Industrial Average became really the last of our major U.S. stock indexes, which is what they would be called, that fell into this bear market. It started in the beginning of the week a couple of days ago because of the slump, because of the fear of, you're right, a global recession, because negative news is absolutely what controls that and controls so much of what happens, you know, in the market. And that's why you have to diversify a portfolio. But for a lot of people, you know what, it's a timing thing, too, because I said this before. You work for a big company, they have a 401k, so it doesn't matter how much little amount of money you put in. Many, many years you work for them, 20, 30, 40 years, that's a little chunk of change you can get because they were matching it. And now so many people who are maybe near that age or thinking about it have to postpone it and hope that the market turns around sooner rather than later. But the more we see that we're not officially in a recession, but we're seeing what's happening on the markets, etc., and we're seeing what's happening with supply chain, and you know, I can give you 50 different factors, the cost of food. Yeah, it's really, really discouraging. All right, thanks for all the emails, and again, the good wishes. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
So fall is almost here. There's lots of conversation about COVID. Think about it because of what we've seen in the past. Cooler temperatures, more time indoors. So now, more than ever, the conversation, and it should be, has ratcheted up about protecting yourself against COVID-19. Who better to come on with us than Dr. Tom Ellison, Medical Services Director for Project Health and Alabama State Director for Doctors for America, Inc. Dr. Ellison, thanks so much for coming on.
Oh, thank you.
So why is it so important for people to get vaccinated this fall? Why should we be worried about that? People, a lot of people have apathy when it comes to that now. So tell us the reason.
Well, you may mention in your opening statement, we had a higher than average surge during the summer when people were outdoors. And now we're about to move indoors. And there's still a lot of people who are unvaccinated and children that are unvaccinated. And with the BA4 and BA5 being the dominant and sometimes the most resistant, that's a great reason for people to go ahead and get vaccinated, if they're vaccinated, to go ahead and get their boosters.
Yeah. And, here's the question that people talk about, and I'll get blowback from this, and I'll get emails on it. And because you talk to people in the community, when you think about getting vaccinated, they'll say, why should we get vaccinated if we still can get COVID?
And I hear that all the time. And the reason to get COVID, the vaccinations, is to prevent you from having serious illness if you do contract it. We're still dealing with long COVID, and COVID still is dangerous. And so if you're totally unvaccinated, then you have 5 times the amount to catch COVID and then get a more serious type of a reaction from having the virus. Yeah. And we have to remember the vaccines are widely available and free. And so it's no
right. That's
actual
absolutely.
Reason. Right.
Yeah. Absolutely. And you know that there are people that have been infected by COVID in the United States, so there's been the numbers. You're talking about the numbers still being up in some areas that we don't even realize, and even if people were in the outdoors. So other responses will be, why can't we just rely on natural immunity to stop COVID? And so why can't we?
If I had a magic tool to measure our natural immunity, like what I did with a pulse ox, when you go in the emergency room, they put a pulse ox on your finger, and it tell you what your oxygen level is. If I had that I could put on everyone's finger, and I could measure their natural immunity, their resistance to COVID, whether or not their vaccination has waned, that would be a miracle for me. But we don't have that. So we have to listen to the science and sometimes listen to the people who we trust, our doctors, our neighbors, and protect ourselves, our children, and our neighbors.
Yeah. When you look at the future, and we'd be looking at a crystal ball, what does our future look like, do you think, especially in your position being a doctor and, as I said, Medical Services Director for Project Help and the Alabama State Director for Doctors for America, Inc.? When you look into the future and you look at COVID, what does it look like for us?
I think people are going to wake up. I think people know someone who has had COVID, even the people who who do not believe in vaccination, they've been affected. And so in my conversations, people more and more are going to comply with the science and not with the fears and the Internet rhetoric that they see. So I think I have people who are very resistant, would not get it from themselves, but they got it from their children after other children were affected. So I think even those people, after talking to people they trust, love, have relationships with, are starting to move to get it, especially with the new vaccinations that are coming out with the boosters. So I see people complying, and we're getting rid of this thing once and for all, so we don't have to worry about it in the next year or two.
There you go. And for more information, they go to www.vaccines.gov. Dr. Tom Ellison, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me. Be safe.
Tail end of the first hour, hats off to my wonderful technical maestro. That would be Nathan Reeder. He's back in the studio. I'm in the middle of the Hurricane Ian. So many people are talking about that. I just said in the mailbag, thank you for all the well wishes. It is, I'm going to have to just say, it's very, very scary for me. The unknowing is really, really the hardest part of this whole thing. We just had that conversation, you know, with Tom about COVID, and it's interesting. I had this conversation with somebody that imagined this during COVID, how different it would be, and you think of social distancing and some of the strict regulations, how much tougher it would be during, frankly, this situation. And I read a story, it might have been in the Washington Post, about where are we now? Like, are people doing what they normally did? Are pre-COVID activities happening? Are they resuming? And for the most part, what's interesting is, yes, when it comes to some things. I've been in a casino, for example. Lots of people in the casinos. I've been to a concert. Lots of people at the concert. I've been out speaking, conventions, people wanting to get together, lots of people doing that. People going back to the dentist because they're not fearful of that. Also, there are signs that some things haven't resumed or changed or people aren't interested in it anymore. I don't know. Theaters are having their worst moment ever. I mean, when we talk about going to the movies, if there is a huge movie, like I said, that Top Gun Maverick was one of my favorites that came out, and of course I went to see it in the theater. I went to go to the movies to see kind of a scary movie, Jordan Peele's Nope, with my nephew who likes that kind of stuff, and there were some people there, but it was pretty sparse, although that movie did okay. It did well, I think, but people aren't going back, and I don't know that they will they ever in droves. Is that partially because you can stream it? Is it saving money? Streaming is part of the package that you already have to pay for the stream, so you just wait. Is it people just not wanting to do that anymore? I think the answer to that is that our lives have changed, and the new is different. I think it's a question of changing. I think the idea that, you know, do I really want to ride the subway? Do I want to get on public transit? Am I doing that as much? Not as much. Are people going to
doctors again. Yes and no, right? And I think it just depends on the area. I think it depends on crowded spaces and wanting to be there or, you know, or not. I mean, the fact of the matter is this, because if you look at the statistics, it's there. There are still about 400 COVID deaths every day, and still many of us are, we're doing what we did, you know, going back to activities. We're feeding our minds, our souls, our sense of feeling so lonely or isolated. And it was very strange. More gatherings are starting to happen. The reunions that were canceled, there was just so many mass cancellations. That's, you know, 2020 to me was just cancellation. It's about so many canceled plans, so many ideas you had in your head of what you were going to do in 2020 that just completely got erased. It's about so many kids with the timing of graduating from, like my nephew graduating from high school and then going into college and what that first year of college would be like because you had to deal with COVID and then your senior year. I mean, was there really, do you have a senior year? Did I really have a senior year? I mean, how much of that was about celebrating, woohoo, we're seniors, we're doing whatever we're doing. We're going to work or we're going to college or we're doing whatever we're doing, but we're celebrating, and a lot of that got lost. So I think there's a sense of wanting to get some of that back for sure. Now with these new boosters, how many people are going out to get the new boosters? I think a lot of people, especially people who haven't gotten any vaccines at all, the answer is they're not going to get them. I mean, I still think there's the sense of if I survived that and I didn't get COVID, I'm not going to go back. And that again is the coin flip of what was your thought in getting them? Did you have any pre-existing conditions? Do you know somebody who had COVID? We had my pal Mark Goldman on the show, and he has two young kids, and he talked about how awful it was and how scary it was and how he had to isolate himself in a hotel room and thought he was going to die. And we had some other people on too, and he said flat out, and he's very conservative, he said flat out, it's not political, it's that I don't want to go through this crap again. I don't want my friends to go through this crap, and I don't want my kids to go through it. So now it's kind of like, who needs the new COVID booster? And the push before was get the vaccine. And I think the priority should really be maybe older people who are older, who might be way more vulnerable and could benefit from it more than somebody who's been part of the whole vaccine rollout. But I do believe it's an individual choice. That's why I say I love this show. Right? If you're right of right, if you're left of left, if you're somewhere in between, if you don't even like labels and you live your life and this is how you feel and the freedom to do what you want to do is there and it's on the table. It'll be interesting to see, though, what happens with this next series of boosters and how many people do take it up. All right, we're out of time. Once again, thank you so much for listening to this first hour of the show. My name is Kate Delaney. Don't worry, I'm doing my best to stay safe. Thanks for all your kind, kind thoughts.
Feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.